And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced today that layoff notices are being sent to state workers. He said that's because the budget the legislature passed is defective because it won't go into effect by July 1st.
Unfortunately, by law, layoff notices have to be sent out by 4 p.m. today, and they've been sent out notifying folks that the potential for layoff is real.
The governor also said that some state programs will stop without a functioning budget, but the administration didn't immediately announce which programs would be shut down and how many state workers would be laid off. Dunleavy said the failure of two motions caused this problem. One would have allowed the budget to take effect on July 1st, the first day of the new state budget year, and the other would draw money from the constitutional budget reserve. Dunleavy called on legislators to reach a compromise by the end of the special session on Friday. If they're not successful, he said he would call the legislature back into special session starting on Wednesday. The effective date clause fell 4 votes short of the necessary number, which means that the law wouldn't go into effect until September. The constitutional budget reserve vote failed by 6 votes. Dunleavy said he hopes legislative leaders will listen to all members.
So it's my hope and the hope of Alaskans that some of the maneuvers in brinksmanship that crafted this particular budget could be put aside and a budget be crafted that benefits all Alaskans, everyone working together because we're running out of time.
Lawmakers who voted against the budget have criticized how the permanent fund dividend is funded. They also want to see a larger dividend. The budget included a $525 dividend without the constitutional budget reserve draw passing. If it had passed, the dividend would be $1,100. But some legislators support paying a dividend of roughly $3,500. That's the amount under a formula set in a 1982 state law. Dunleavy has proposed to change the formula so that it would lead to a $2,350 dividend, half of the planned draw from the permanent fund's earnings reserve. But legislators who work on the budget are concerned that drawing more than planned from the permanent fund's earnings would start the state down a path of spending down the earnings reserve and would threaten the permanent fund's future. The Juneau Assembly started to include a land acknowledgement last month as part of its regular meetings. But recently, the Assembly changed the language in the acknowledgement after a local Indigenous group disputed its historical accuracy. KTOO's Pablo Pena has more.
We want to take this opportunity to acknowledge that the city and borough of Juneau is on Tlingit land.
Juneau Assembly Member Michelle Hale reads the latest version of the Assembly's native land acknowledgement at a recent meeting. The Assembly began to include land acknowledgements in February and made it an official part of its meetings in May. But then it got a letter from a group called the Akwan Coalition Council asking the city to stop acknowledging another clan, the Taku Kwan, at the beginning of its Assembly meetings.
It's just CBJ shouldn't be acknowledging anybody on our territory, period, unless they acknowledge it correctly, which is Akwan.
Wayne Klusa'ak Smallwood represents the Akwan Coalition Council. He says Taku Kwan aren't native to the Juneau area and that they came up the Taku River in what is now Canada to Juneau during the Gold Rush era. Assemblymember Christine Wall says the Assembly made room for changes when it made the acknowledgement part of its regular meetings.
We did receive a letter from the coalition, but we also received several other letters from others over the last few months, and so we've been evolving it as we go.
She says the Assembly changed the language to mention the more inclusive Tlingit people instead of specific clans to make sure it's honoring the intent of being respectful to the people who are native to this land. But for Smallwood, the change doesn't go far enough.
I understand when they say they're just going to acknowledge the Tlingit country, but there's no tribe called the Tlingit tribe. Tlingit, the word itself means human.
He also says it doesn't resolve the issue of a totem pole at Savico Park in Douglas, which also acknowledges the Taku Kwan. The coalition sent a separate letter to the city about the totem pole. Ben Ushkan Coronel, who speaks for the Taku Kwan, says his clan is also a part of Juneau's past.
So what we're missing out is history. When you deny our ancestors, our history, you're denying that we exist.
He says he's not interested in disputes, but wants to meet with the Akwan and the city about the land acknowledgement and the totem pole.
I'm more interested in what can we do to help develop this community I'd be willing to compromise and meet with them to see what can we discuss.
President Richard Yaish Peterson of the Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska said in a statement that the council is glad the city is starting the long overdue practice of a formal land acknowledgement. But he says the council is not taking sides on the issue between the Akwan and the Takukwan because it does not, quote, involve itself in clan business. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.
The Juneau Assembly passed a new budget earlier this week, which will take effect in July. Among other things, the plan includes money to expand childcare services and funds the capital improvement plan. In addition, as KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, Juneau homeowners will pay the lowest property taxes since 2013.
The city uses two primary unrestricted funding sources to pay for its services: sales tax and property tax. In Alaska, property tax rates are recalculated each year after all property values have been assessed. The rate is calculated in mills. The mill rate for the next budget year has been lowered from 10.66 mills to 10.56. If you move the decimal point one to the left, you get a percentage of property values.
So 10.56 mills is 1.056% of property value. So you want a $100,000 house, you would pay $1,056 a year in property tax.
City Finance Director Jeff Rogers says Juneau's rate has been the same for the last 6 years. But at the end of last year's budget cycle, some members said the rate would have to increase soon to pay for childcare.
And it wanted to establish a durable funding source for childcare. So as the manager started to prepare the budget for next year, he incorporated that, but proposed to increase the mill rate from 10.66 to 10.86.
But Juneau's property values went up more than expected this year.
So increased property values means that you could potentially have a lower mill rate and still receive more in property tax.
If the rate had stayed the same instead of decreasing, that would have meant $540,000 more for the city. The Assembly's initial budget also assumed Juneau would continue to lose money without sales tax from tourism. But now, late summer cruises are on the horizon. Assemblymember Michelle Bonnet-Hale says online sales tax is another thing to consider.
Every quarter, we bring in more vendors to pay online sales tax. And if people in Juneau who are shopping online are paying that sales tax, then in my mind, people in Juneau should have some drop in their property taxes.
Hale started pushing for a lower rate last year because she didn't want the city to raise more money than necessary.
We're not in the business of making money. What we're in the business of is making enough revenue to support the government services that we decide we need. And at a certain point, it's not our job to keep sort of buffering the savings account.
Hale was outnumbered as recently as last month, but says she's glad Mayor Beth Weldon and Assemblymember Maria Gladyshevsky changed their votes on Monday. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
The Biden administration says it's suspended oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, but an Alaska state agency that holds 7 leases in the refuge wants to press ahead anyway, and it's asking its board of directors for permission to draft plans to search for oil. Staff from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, are proposing to spend $1.5 million on what it's calling pre-development work. The money would go towards studies, data collection, and permitting needed to do what's known as seismic exploration. That's using heavy equipment to map areas under the Earth's surface to see how much oil could be there. The Biden administration opposes drilling in the refuge, and earlier this month, it formally suspended ADA's oil leases there. It also has placed a moratorium of up to 2 months on all federal activities relating to the Trump administration's refuge leasing program, including acting on applications for activity like seismic work. The Biden administration says it's now studying what it describes as legal errors in the Trump administration's environmental reviews used to pave the way for leasing. And it says the leases could be reaffirmed, voided, or subject to tighter environmental controls. If an ADA request for seismic permits is rejected, that could strengthen its case if it ultimately decides to challenge the Biden administration in court. A Biden administration spokesperson declined to comment on ADA's plans. ADA also declined to answer questions about its plans and about the risk it could be spending money on leases that could be revoked. ADA's board will consider the staff proposal to spend the money at its meeting next week. It's a nice sunny day in Juneau today. It got up to 69 degrees at the airport this afternoon. This evening's low will be around 48 degrees and the clouds will start rolling in. There is a 30% chance of rain after midnight sometime. Showers are likely during the day tomorrow. Cloudy with a high near 60. Saturday looks like it might be sunny. This is KTOO News.